Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist. Yes, you can have a favorite. Yes, you can. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If you're seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Okay, today's episode is going to be about how narcissists pass it back to you, how they deflect everything back to you. No accountability. It's like narcissistic people have an accountability shield up. Like, you know, like, just imagine, like, you've, like, one of the old battles, old war scenes from, like, the Greek mythology days when they're going, like, you ever seen the movie Troy with Brad Pitt in it? Imagine that right there. The narcissist is Achilles, because that's my boy, Achilles. And they do, you know, that shield he had right there. That's the accountability shield. They blocking everything. They blocking any and all accountability that is coming in. And that sword he had right there, they're stabbing you with blame deflection. They're stabbing you with passing it back to you. They're stabbing you. But what the favorite term is, I'm gonna, the name of the sword is what about what you did? I'm sorry, y'all. I crack myself up sometimes. I'm sorry. If I can't make myself laugh, who what am I telling jokes for? Anyway, the name of the sword that a narcissist stabs you with is what about what you did? Because that comes up so much. I know most of y'all have heard that term before. I know you have. I know you heard that term before. I know it came back up to you, right? I know it did. Because if you ever accuse a narcissist of something, if you catch a narcissist, like, right in their face, you can catch them with screenshots. Somebody could come to you as a man, come to you as a woman. It doesn't really matter. What matters is, if you're dealing with narcissists or toxic people, you have to understand that the way it goes, they're going to come back at you. If you catch them, if you have them dead to rights, you know what I mean? You have them dead to rights. Like, you have them pegged. You have them pegged, right? And they know you have them pegged. There's nothing they can say or do to get out of it. Like, absolutely nothing. There's nothing you can say or do to get out of it. There's nothing they can say or do to get out of it. So they put it back onto you. Literally. They put it right back onto you. They just say, hey, what about what you did, though? And I know, okay, cool. You got me. I'm busted. Whatever. What about the time you did this right here? So now, here we go, fighting back with you. So now you're going to get the brunt of it. Now you're going to get the fire of it. Now you're going to get the fight of it right here. So what are you going to do about it? What about what you did? That's what you're going to hear a lot right there, y'all. What about what you did? Tell me. Because they're going to say that they're going to hit you with that. Every single time you try to bring up something that they did, they're going to hit you with something that you did. So if you don't have a perfectly clean slate with narcissistic people, they're going to come back at you with something that you've done. Guess what? It doesn't matter when you did it, and it doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't have to be equitable. They could cheat on you, and you could have lied to them about your middle name, how it was spelled, or something like that. You know how sometimes they have, instead of a, you could just be lied about your middle name because you didn't like your middle name. Hey, what about you lied to me about your middle name? Huh? What about that? I don't care how many cheeks I done clapped. That lie will stay with us forever. I don't care how many cheeks I've clapped. That lie you told me about your middle name? How dare you? You gonna come up to me about cheating? Get the hell out of here. What about what you did? What about you? You see how evil that is right there, y'all, right? You understand how the mind works in that set right there, correct? It's not really, like I said, it's always going to be a defense. Narcissistic people, we have this built-in defense mechanism. It is literally built in like a shield. Like I said, like that shield. Like, accountability hurts y'all. I don't know if y'all noticed this about narcissists, but accountability 100% hurts. It does. I don't like it. I don't, you know, It even hurts me right now. Just like trying to be accountable for my actions. Or, you know, I haven't done anything crazy in the last few years, though, y'all. I'm actually proud of myself. Like, Lee, you're proud of yourself for being a narcissist? Yeah, I'm proud of myself for not doing something crazy in the last few years to ruin my life. I'm proud of myself for the control I have over myself right now. Is it full, total control? No. I still have impulse control issues, but that's what I'm working on. That's what therapy is for. That's what the grind is for, y'all. That's why I'm grinding. My life is about the grind. I hope y'all understand that, right? But so if you're dealing with narcissists or toxic people or whoever, understand that they're going to blame you for whatever they did. Even if they cheated on you, y'all, it's your fault for them cheating because you made them feel insecure. You lied about your middle name. What else? I know you lied about your middle name 10 years ago, but what else have you been lying about? I never trusted you since then, so I had to cheat first. I had to cheat back. I felt like you were cheating on me too. You see how that works right there? They'll use the stupidest stuff. And they, look, y'all, if you let them talk to one of the biggest issues I see when people are dealing with, when y'all talk about narcissists and what they've done to you is.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Y'all let them talk too damn much. Y'all, gaslighting don't work if you shut them up. Most times, if you shut them up, if you stop reading these long winded ass text messages that they send to you, if you ignore the, oh my God, y'all, please, for the love of dear Lord God, look, God, you hear me? Say, let me help me save these people. Please stop listening to them. Y'all listen too damn much. You listen to all the stuff that they say, and all they have to do is get you to agree on one little thing about the past. Because if you catch them cheating, right? Let's just say you catch them cheating. In that, you can walk in on it. You can walk in. Yeah, you can hear the sound. You can hear the sound of the cheek clapping. It sounds like the choir at church. You can just hear that. Oh my God! Somebody giving a sermon in the bedroom, and you open up the door, and there's some cheeks getting clapped in there, and you're like, "What the hell is going on here?" And then everybody gets their clothes on to leave, and you sit right there, and somehow you sit right there and talk to them and listen to their excuse. Look, I'm sorry. I know you walked in on it, whatever, but you remember 10 years ago when you lied to me about your middle name? I ain't trusted you since then. I haven't trusted you since that moment right there. You broke my trust right there. And I've been thinking you've been cheating. I should have just talked to you about it instead of just clapping every cheek around here or getting my cheeks clapped or whomever you're dealing with. You know, instead of just cheeks everywhere. Instead of just doing all the cheeky stuff, I should have just talked to you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And y'all be forgiving them. Come on now, y'all. I understand the trauma bond. I understand codependency. I understand all of that. If you forgive them y'all, please stop letting them talk so much. You let them talk and you start to listen because all they have to do is get you to agree. Did you not lie to me 10 years ago about your middle name? You know how my name is spelled Lee, L-E-E. They could be the way they lie about it is it, their name could be, they could have just told you their name was L-E-E, but it's actually L-E-I-G-H. You know, I just didn't like the I-G-H. It just made me feel comfortable. Did you not lie to me about your middle name 10 years ago? Stop deflecting. Did you lie to me? Yeah, I lied. Oh, that's all I needed to hear. All I needed to hear was that yes. So you've been lying to me the whole time. You see? You've been lying to me this whole time, and you catch me cheating one time, and I'm the bad guy? Get the hell out of here. Matter of fact, just go. Bye. You ain't got to be here. Bye. Get out of here. And then y'all would sit there and beg them to take you back after they did. Y'all, listen to this. Stop letting them talk so damn much. You do it too much. You do it way too much. When you let them talk too much, you get gaslit, you get lied to, and you believe it, and then they have you looking stupid. They literally will have you parade around town and on Facebook and Instagram and have you look stupid as hell. And guess what? That's your boo, right? You got your boo back, correct? I don't care how stupid I look. I got my boo. I don't care how stupid I look. And then y'all be begging them. When that boo break your damn heart in a little while, y'all be begging and pleading for them friends to come back into your life. Or you be mad at your friends for abandoning you. My friends left me alone because I cut them off for this terrible ass person. Would you not have cut your... I'm slicing friends off. The hell with that. You get one time to not listen to my good advice, and I'm gone. Hey, look, that person is abusive. they're cheating on you, they're lying to you, don't take them back. And I see you taking them back, bye. Bye. Damn, Lee cut me off. Yep. Lee know what comes next. Lee know what comes next. So understand this, y'all. If you let them talk too much, you know, if you let them hit you with that damn what about what you did sword, and you put their shield up, you're going to lose every single time. But Lee, how do we hold them accountable? You don't. How can you? Unless you have some type of leverage over them, you can't hold them accountable. If they are the breadwinner, if they control the finances, if everything is in their name, you have no job, you don't have any income, you have nothing, like, you can't hold, other than leaving them, how can you hold them accountable? Sometimes accountability, the only leverage you have in these situations is you. The only leverage you have in a lot of these situations sometimes is actually you yourself. So take that for face value, and you know, and you're worth more. I know, but just me, you're worth more than what you think. I'll leave it on that note right there, y'all. But anyways, y'all, let me hop off here. I got a one-on-one here in like 1 minute. But before I go, look, the webinar is coming up on April 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link is going to be in the link is going to be in the description. Check it out, y'all. Six panelists, two self-aware narcissists, two therapist counselors, and two survivors as well. Y'all, listen to that mix up right there. You're going to get so many different perspectives on how to recognize and overcome narcissistic abuse. April 6th, 7 p.m. April 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcast, as y'all know, I got 30 seconds. Y'all, I'm going to pull it up real quick. The Narcissist Code on Apple Music. What we looking like? 455 ratings? Thank y'all so damn much. Wow. Astelite, appreciation. What you say is nearly identical to the way our narcissist thinks, talks, and acts. You have helped me and my family understand immensely. Thanks. Thank you. C. Phil, very enlightening. Appreciate you. A. McCole, I am so happy I came across your podcast. I just gave him one more week of my life because he had medical issues. Stay strong. Stay empowered. Thank y'all so much, y'all. 5 stars, please. Thank you.